Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Jealousy, Embracing the Green-Eyed Monster, here on the Life Coach Radio Network. I'm Carrie Spaulding, the 30-something coach, and I'm so happy to be here talking with you today about a topic that we don't really talk about very much, even though just about all of us experience it. So as I said, I'm Carrie Spaulding, the 30-something coach, and my focus and passion is helping 30-somethings who aren't where or who they want to be in their relationships, their careers, and all aspects of their lives. So often my clients experience what I call 30-something panic, feeling like, oh my God, I should have figured it out by now. So what I do is I help them use that panic as a catalyst to create what they want in their lives, whether that involves navigating a big transition like a career change or a breakup or a big move. And sometimes it involves creating and nurturing healthier and more satisfying relationships. I also help parents with communication and helping kids build resilience and building a positive home or school culture. And I live in Philadelphia, and I do most of my work over the phone, which means that I get to work with people all over the world, and that's something I really love. You can check out my website at www.carriespaulding.com. That's CarrieSpaulding.com. And you can get lots of free tips and tools there. You can also connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/the30somethingcoach, 30-something written out, no numbers, no spaces. You can find me on Twitter at @SpaldingCarrie. Love to hear from people there. Send me a tweet. Let me know that you found me on the Life Coach Radio Network. And I'm brand new on YouTube at youtube.com/30somethingcoach. Very, very excited about an amazing interview that I have up there for you, so please check that out. In today's show, we're going to discuss how to deal with jealousy and actually not squash it, not get rid of it, but use it to help you move forward in your life. And this is a big shame topic. By that, I mean it's a topic that can bring up a lot of shame for people, and for that reason, we don't talk about it. And of course, that just becomes a cycle, because when we have emotions that we're ashamed of, we don't talk about them, and we try to squash them, and that actually only just gives the emotion more power. So when we try to just kind of push down our jealousy, we just make it kind of stronger, and we heighten the shame that we can feel about it. So just exploring this honestly will help take away some of the power of jealousy in your life when you experience it. And with all things, you have a choice. So when you start to have these feelings, and maybe they're even starting to really impact your relationship or your dating, your career, it's time to really step back and know that you have some choices about how to deal with that. And in fact, if you decide to kind of lean into the jealousy and listen to what it has to tell you, you can come out way stronger and happier than you went in. So there's good news here. And that's why I'm excited to share with you. So during the show, you can call in with questions or comments at 646-716-9397. And I'm also just now activating chat as well. So if you want to throw in some comments on the chat, you can do that as well. Let's just open that up. So where do we feel jealousy most commonly? One thing I hear a lot is that people envy their friends with really cool jobs. So you might have people who at one point, maybe when you were in college or even when you were in high school, it seemed like, oh, we're all kind of in this together. And now you look around and you see other people who just seem like they have it all figured out, or they have a job that just would be so cool. Or maybe you're in a relationship and you're jealous of some hilarious or very hot person that your partner is talking to. Or sometimes, even when we're single, the jealousy can be a little bit more widespread. You might feel jealous of people around you who seem more confident or more attractive or just more put together than you are. And you think, well, why would anybody be interested in me? Or maybe you're starting to think kind of nasty, not so flattering thoughts about somebody at work who your boss just seems to love or your colleagues just seem to love, and you feel like you're working just as hard as that person, and you're not getting any attention or recognition or acknowledgement. So these things are all completely normal, and that's really important to know. Jealousy is a normal human feeling. There is nothing bad or wrong about you if you feel jealous sometimes. And of course, with all things, if you find that jealousy is impacting or taking over in your life to the point where it's causing you not to be functional, then you need to get some professional help. And as with all normal things, there's a spectrum and there's a point at which you really need to seek support. But even then and even not then, if you have experiences of jealousy, it's because you're a human being. And most human beings feel it at some point or another. But also, that doesn't make it feel good. Jealousy can feel really, really crappy. And it is a feeling that takes away all of your power because you feel like you're kind of at the mercy of it. And it's a really, it's what I call a power player emotion or sort of a high status emotion because it gets under our skin. And maybe even if everything else kind of feels okay, it can break our focus. It really tries to take over the wheel. And sometimes literally, I actually have an acquaintance who would not mind my sharing this. She's talked about it publicly before, who literally her jealousy drove her into some pretty unflattering behavior. She once ran over an ex's mailbox because she was driving. You know, she was feeling really jealous, and she thought maybe that he had a date, and she drove over to his house and ended up backing up into his mailbox as she tried to get away so that he wouldn't see her. So just an example of how jealousy can really simmer to the point, if you don't check it out, if you don't get to the bottom of it, it can come out in the form of choices and behavior that they can hurt you, they can hurt your relationship, they can hurt your partner, your career, perhaps the mailbox, and make your sticky situation a whole lot stickier. But the good news is that if you know how to use it correctly, jealousy can actually be a huge help on your path to a better life. It can be a diagnostic tool. And what I mean by a diagnostic tool is that it can act kind of like it's a flashlight. You know, when you can't see well, you turn on a flashlight and you can see things perfectly. Jealousy can kind of be like a flashlight that shines a light on exactly where you are stuck or where you have the potential to grow the most. So today I'm going to talk about jealousy through two areas of life. The first is relationships, and the second is your career. And, of course, it can show up in other areas. That's just going to be our focus today. And I think you'll be able to tell how to tweak the questions to use in other areas. But I'm going to teach you three questions you can ask yourself in each of three situations related to your relationship, your career, to get to the bottom of the green-eyed monsters cackling, along with some action steps to kind of use in each case. And these questions can tend to pick up some pretty powerful stuff if you're asking them really honestly. Take some courage to ask them and accept what you discover. For that reason, I recommend that you find at least one person you trust to talk to that person about these questions and these things that come up. Because again, with any shame emotion, with any emotion we feel shame about, first of all, when you know that it's normal, it can decrease the shame, and also when you can share it and kind of take away its power by giving it some air, that can just have it create a huge shift in and of itself. So highly recommend that you find someone to talk to about this. You could even share this show, share the radio show with somebody, and then chat about it together. So the first focus we're going to have is on your personal relationships. Often jealousy shows up with romantic relationships, but it's not exclusive to romantic relationships. It might be in your family. It might be in your friendships. And the first question that can be helpful to ask yourself when you're feeling jealousy in a personal relationship is, let's take the example of, let's say that your partner is checking somebody else out, or you think that they're checking, maybe they're just having a friendly conversation, or you see somebody else, you're single maybe, and you see somebody else in the bar or at the party, and you think, oh my gosh, that person just sort of has a light around them and nobody's talking to me. So the first question is, what qualities does the other person have that I admire but that I don't feel I possess? So even if you're not looking at it that way yet, just ask yourself, give yourself permission to look at it through that lens. What qualities does the other person have that I admire but don't feel I possess? So oftentimes, even if on the surface it just feels like that person is so annoying or she's so shallow or he's so obnoxious, often if somebody really bugs us to the point where we're starting to feel that little tickle of envy or jealousy, it's because they have a quality that we really wish that we had, or because they act in ways that we don't really let ourselves act. So you might find out when you ask this question that what's happening really has hardly anything to do with that other person and much more to do with your own sense of constriction or limitation or insecurity. When you ask that question with real curiosity, qualities does that person have that I admire but don't feel I possess, you might be able to identify some qualities that you really want to develop in yourself. So maybe that person is really confident and you're feeling jealous because you don't feel you have that confidence. That's just one example. So there's a little disclaimer that I want to make here. It's great to develop positive qualities, but beware trying to make yourself into somebody that you're not, or thinking that you have to change or be inauthentic in order to make yourself worthy of love. You are worthy of love just the way you are. You are worthy just the way you are. The idea here is not to replace your own authentic personality, but just to take some action that you actually want to take to make yourself more authentically you, right? At your core, we are all born to be confidently ourselves and to have love and to have a sense of belonging. That's all core to you, even if there's a bunch of stuff in the way of it. So the idea here is rather than focusing on the object of your envy, to take action by focusing on the one person in the entire universe that you can control, and that's yourself. So just as an example, this is one I see a lot in relationships, and I hear a lot from my clients and from my friends. If you are an intense overthinker and very cautious person in terms of taking action, so maybe you never make a decision without looking at it from every possible angle and thinking about everybody that could be impacted by the decision and really looking out for all the possible ramifications. And I bet some listeners right now are thinking, you might tend to notice that you're envious of people who are carefree or who have sort of an uninhibited spirit. So if you discover that, and again, I use this example because it's just a really, really common one, but it's one that people hardly ever talk about. So you might choose to experiment with embracing a more carefree attitude and approach in life, even just for a day, like trying on those qualities for a day just to see what it feels like and what you get out of it. Because sometimes, again, our jealousy, if you look at those people, it's because they're demonstrating some sort of characteristic that you don't let yourself demonstrate, you don't give yourself permission to demonstrate, or maybe it just doesn't even come naturally to you. So you can just try it on for a day. I've worked with people and talked with people who are just amazed to discover that the people that they are feeling really jealous of are just displaying characteristics that they secretly want to express themselves. So when they start to develop those characteristics, that the ones that are sort of authentically in line with them and their values and who they really want to be and who they really are, the jealous monster tends to pack up and leave. And suddenly that person who you were so focused on, you're just not, they're hardly even on your radar anymore. So that's one. The second question is, what about my relationship is making me insecure? Or what about me is making me insecure about my relationship? So this is a great question to ask yourself when you're feeling really, when you do have a partner, or when you, you know, this could apply in friendships or in family situations as well, that you're starting to notice that somebody else seems to be getting attention from your partner or from whoever it is that you're most focused on. What about my relationship is making me insecure, or what about me is making me insecure about my relationship? So the occasional moment of jealousy, again, it's totally normal. But if you're feeling pretty intense jealousy on a regular basis, it's a sign that something's up. It might be that your relationship foundation is a little bit shaky, because trust is a huge, 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 huge part of a relationship. And if you're feeling jealous all the time, your partner is not going to feel trusted, and you're probably not feeling very trusting. Both of you have the right to feel trusted and trusting. So by asking this question, you can really allow yourself to discover the deeper issues in your relationship that need some attention. And trust is just kind of one example of those. And you might find, again, that the fundamental bottom line issue has nothing to do with the person who triggered the jealousy. So it actually has nothing to do with that cute girl at the party that your partner was having a conversation with. And it has everything to do with the two of you and with your with what's going on between you. So if your intuition is telling you that there really is something going on to be jealous about, maybe there really is something happening and it's not just your imagination, it's okay to check that out and take steps to find out if you're right or if you have some other work to do around that. But if your gut tells you that this is not actually that anyone's making a transgression, but really just something else, put that object of jealousy aside and do some digging and find out what is it that's really making you vulnerable to jealousy by asking yourself what's actually going on in the relationship or not going on in the relationship that's making me feel insecure, or what about me is making me insecure about the relationship? What are the things that I am doubting about myself that are making me worry about, maybe about my lovability? Maybe I just don't believe that my partner could really love me because of this thing about me. And then your work is really doing the work to address that, either independently or with your partner, or maybe a combination of both. The third question that can be really helpful in terms of relationships when you're feeling jealous is, what do I need that I'm not getting? What do I need that I'm not getting? So jealousy could be a sign that you're not getting enough of something, such as affection or attention or validation, acknowledgement, warmth. And so whereas the other question, the earlier question, the first question we talked about, has more to do with what do I worry that I'm not, or what do I feel is lacking in me? Question is more, what do I feel that I'm not receiving, that I'm not, what need is not being met here? What do I need that I'm not getting? So when you ask yourself that question and find out the answer, here's what you can kind of do with that answer. I think it's really helpful to use a both-and approach. And by that I mean it's not necessarily a matter of getting somebody else to meet your needs or meeting them yourself. I think that you really want to think about doing both of those things. So the first is decide whether you want to communicate your feelings with your partner or your friend or your family member. Make that decision. You don't have to communicate it. You might decide you want to kind of work on this inside. But also look for ways that you can give yourself those things that you need and or get them from other places. So this isn't just about romantic jealousy, and let me give you an example that has to do with a family or friendship as well, just to kind of offer a different perspective. So maybe you're really jealous of a sibling or another friend in your friend circle. Could be a sign that you're not feeling acknowledged or valued by, let's say if you're jealous of a sibling, maybe you're not feeling acknowledged or valued by your parents. Or maybe you're not feeling acknowledged or valued by the other friends in your friend circle. So once you figure out, oh, wow, I'm really not feeling very acknowledged or valued, first of all, work on how you can value and affirm and acknowledge yourself. That might take some practice, some digging, some support. But also, it's an and. Consider talking about your concerns with your parents or with your friend group or whoever the other party is. And, of course, there are ways to make that communication really effective so that those people don't feel attacked, like you're showing up and saying, you don't value me, you don't acknowledge me, fix it. Right? That's probably not going to get the result that you want. But when you can communicate that in a really effective way, you may find that things can get a whole lot better, especially because you're really clear on what's really going on here. If you're jealous of the other people that your romantic partner talks to, this question might make you realize you're not feeling enough affection or you're not getting enough quality time with your partner. Maybe if you were feeling that sense of affection or getting a lot of quality time, it wouldn't even bother you at all. That same thing that's kind of driving you crazy. So when you've done some figuring out, you could consider asking your partner for what you need while also finding other ways in your life to get more affection or to get more attention or to get more validation or to bring more quality experiences into your life or any number of things. So I'm gonna say these three questions again, and even though jealousy can feel really unpleasant, these questions can help you find the real gold nuggets of information that can truly catapult you forward in your relationships and in your personal development. So once again, the first question is, what qualities does the other person have that I admire but don't feel I possess? The second, what about my relationship is making me insecure, or what about me is making me insecure about my relationship? The third is, what do I need that I'm not getting? If you have any questions or comments about anything that we've discussed so far, you can call in at 646-716-9397, and let us know, where is jealousy showing up for you? How do you deal with it? Or which of these questions are you excited to ask yourself? What are you wondering about? You can also visit our Facebook page and let us know comments on the show. The archive will be available, and you can leave comments there as well. So I want to tell you a little bit about some shows we have coming up on the Life Coach Radio Network, and then I'll take some calls if we have any, check in on the dashboard to see if we have any online users who want to weigh in. The Life Coach Radio Network consists of coaches from all around the world, and we have a Life Coach chat channel, this Life Coach Radio Network here, and the International Life Coach Radio Station. We also have a wonderful website at www.lifecoachradionetworks.com. We have shows on almost every single day, sometimes many shows in one day, and lots of interesting topics. So I really encourage you to check out some upcoming shows. And tomorrow on the 14th, Saturday, we have How to Attract Wonderful People with Shravasky Superville. And Shravasky is going to tell you how to consistently bring great people into our lives and how to deepen your relationships with those people. That is on the International Life Coach radio station. Then a couple of shows coming up right here on the Life Coach Radio Network. On Sunday, December 15th at 9 p.m., tune in to Mark My Words with certified life and business coach Mark Shaw. And Mark is a great trainer as well as a coach. Definitely check his show out. He's going to be interviewing Michael Bloom, who is a caregiver coach and an author of The Accidental Caregiver's Survival Guide, Your Roadmap to Caregiving Without Regret. Michael specializes in coaching people who are in a caregiving role for a loved one, and his own caregiving experiences have given him the ability to support other people who find themselves in what can be a really difficult position. So Mark will be interviewing him and taking your questions, and what an important and needed topic. Definitely invite you to check that out right here on the Life Coach Radio Network tomorrow at 9 p.m. Sorry, that's Sunday at 9 p.m. on the 15th of December. Then on Tuesday, December 17th at noon Eastern time, we have Fun to Fortune Startup Success with Coach Jeff, and callers and guests will share their inspiration and their businesses and what makes it fabulous, the challenges, the obstacles of having a business, and what helps them persevere and prosper. So you can listen and learn as you go through the startup waters yourself. You can hear me right here on the Life Coach Radio Network on Monday, which is a very unusual day for me. I'm usually on Fridays at noon. But Monday, December 30th at noon, I am doing a very special Gear Up for the New Year show called 30 Awesome, Create Your Best Year Yet. So if you are knee-deep in 30-something panic and you live in a world of 30 what, then you have got to tune in to this show on December 30th with me. My specialty is helping 30-somethings use that panic as a catalyst to create what they want in their relationships, their careers, their lives. And I just don't think there's any better time to start than at a time of year than when most of us are thinking anyway about what we want to create in our lives. So in this show, the focus is really going to be helping you make this the year that you move out of that 30-something panic into 30 awesome and just feeling really good about your life. So that's right here on the Life Coach Radio Network on Monday, December 30th. So we've discussed how jealousy can help you improve your relationships, and it can also help you in your career. So if you're really happy with your choice of career but not where you want to be in it, or you're maybe you like your job but you're feeling a lot of jealousy with a colleague or, you know, somebody at work or somebody in your field, right? If you're an entrepreneur, this is very potent sometimes, where you might wonder, why does that person have so many more Twitter followers than me? Or how does that person have so many more likes on Facebook? Or how did that person get that opportunity, that speaking engagement or that interview or whatever it is? It's really, really normal, and it's really, really common. But again, it tends to bring up a feeling of shame. We feel like we're not supposed to feel jealous. We should be happy for other people's success. So jealousy in your professional life is normal, but again, it's something that's really hard to talk about, and it can be kind of hard to unpack. What we most often try to do is either shut it down or we end up acting out on it. And maybe saying things that are catty or trying to cut others down instead of build ourselves up. So it's really, really normal, but just with relationships, you can kind of let it work against you or choose to make it work for you. So in this case where you're kind of happy in your field or in your job, but you are feeling jealous, it's not that you want to change out of that career, but you're just feeling a lot of jealousy in it. The same questions that we talked about for relationships work here with just a few minor tweaks. And I'll share the questions, and you can sort of think about how they would show up in a professional situation. So for the first question, what qualities does the other person have that I admire but don't feel I possess? If there's a colleague or somebody else in your field who you're jealous of, maybe just take the judgment off of that. Say, okay, I'm jealous. Interesting. Get curious about it. And just kind of as objectively as you can, look at that other person and just before you even get into comparison of the I don't feel I possess it, just ask yourself, what do I really admire about what this person is doing? What are the qualities that this person has that I really admire? And then you can kind of ask yourself, well, what's going on here? Is it that I don't feel that I have that quality? Maybe there are some very external, measurable things that that person has that you admire, but you literally don't possess. Maybe that person does have thousands and thousands of followers, and you, in reality, do not have a lot of followers. But either way, then you have the option to say, okay, how am I going to cultivate those things? Who can I work with? What can I read? What consistent actions can I take to help me develop some of those external things or internal qualities that I want in myself? Another sort of add-on question here that we didn't talk about before is what particular qualities do I have that I want to focus on enhancing, right? So what are my strengths that I want to capitalize on and kind of let go of needing to be like that person, right? I think this is particularly important in career because you do have qualities that set you apart. And if we get kind of stuck in the comparison game, we often don't develop our own unique ability. The second question, just a slight tweak from when we talked about it in terms of relationships, what about my own work is making me insecure? Or what about me is making me insecure about my career? So if you're really jealous of a colleague at work who seems to be getting a lot of attention, ask yourself, just with a curiosity perspective, what about my own work is making me insecure? Or what's making me insecure about my career? The third question, what do I need that I'm not getting? So maybe it has to do with income. Maybe it has to do with the way you're being managed. Maybe you're not getting managed in a way that's really helping you do your best. Maybe you're not getting information on a regular basis that you really need to do the best job that you can. Maybe you're not getting fulfillment in the roles that you're doing. Maybe you were hired to do one thing and you're actually doing something totally different. So this question, what do I need that I'm not getting? Again, there's sort of a both-and approach. You can, first of all, decide whether you want to communicate those needs to your employer or to your team or to whoever makes sense in your example. And you can think about how can I cultivate those things in my life in a variety of ways, partly in this job, and maybe there are alternate ways that I want to cultivate those things. So again, most of the work here is, with all of these questions, is first ask the question. And you may give yourself really a good chunk of time to think about, journal on the question itself, just to answer the question, and then you can decide what to do with it. Okay, then you can action plan once you have the information. The same principles that we talked about with relationships can just give you great clues about the kind of work that you should be doing. So we just talked about some questions you can ask yourself if you're happy in your field or your career that you've chosen, but you're feeling jealousy. It's a different scenario if you're in the I don't know what I want, but I know it's not this camp in terms of your career. And if you're somebody who's really looking at making a career change, jealousy can provide some really helpful clues for you. And this is actually an opportunity where maybe you're not even noticing the jealousy outright, and I'm going to kind of invite you to use jealousy on purpose as one of a million tools that you can use to get clarity around what you want to do with your life. It's one thing to notice just differences And that doesn't necessarily mean you're jealous. But one thing is to just kind of notice the differences between your day-to-day life and other people's day-to-day lives. You know, I used to be a teacher, and I remember almost as long as I can remember being a teacher, I would walk to school really, really early in the morning. And I remember always just kind of noticing as I would walk other people getting ready for their days, and I would be so struck by how different each person's day was, depending on the kind of work that they did. This was a million years before I thought about coaching. It was just sort of a curiosity in my mind, and it was probably a pretty good hint that I was curious about people's stories, and that sort of played out. But at the time, it was just kind of a noticing. It wasn't even a jealousy. It was just noticing, like seeing people dressed in corporate attire. I thought how different their days in their boardroom would be from mine in the classroom. And, you know, I'd be thinking, I'm down on my knees putting a Band-Aid on a child or helping kids resolve a fight, and they're on their feet all day, or they're presenting this PowerPoint or having a huge client meeting. It's just so different. So you might just notice these things as differences. And in that case, it's just kind of an interesting thing to think about. But sometimes if you pay really good attention, especially if you're on the lookout for clues about a career change, you may notice that distinctive feeling of jealousy. So before I became a coach, I'll give you one example that I've written about this in another context. I would listen to the radio and I would think, oh, those people are so lucky. They get to interview people for their job. They get to talk about all these interesting things. How amazing would it be if your job was to talk to people all day and find out their stories and help them share their message? And it's kind of, I'm laughing because that's a big part, actually, of what I get to do now. You know, I do get to talk with people about their lives and hear their stories and interview people and all kinds of things. Or I'd feel jealous of the people they were interviewing. I'd think, oh, these people get to, you know, these writers, these researchers, they get to get really nerdy about their really cool creative or intellectual projects. They get to use their expertise to change people's lives. They are so lucky. How cool is that? And of course I was doing that as a teacher also, right? I was helping people change their lives. But I remember thinking, wait a second, I'm acting as if that just happened to them. Like it's just the luck of the draw that they happen to be doing that. And it struck me they were doing those jobs because they had chosen to do those jobs. And I had chosen something else. And that really seems obvious. I call those kinds of moments duh moments instead of aha moments. But it struck me kind of hard. And I began paying attention to what made me jealous. And it actually really helped me. And don't get me wrong, I loved so many things about being a teacher, and I would not trade the 9 years I spent in the classroom for anything. But it did really help me when I started paying attention to what I was jealous of. So you could be jealous of so many things in general of other people's careers. You could be jealous of, maybe you have a really super early morning job and you're jealous of people who don't have to be up at 6 a.m. every day, right? You see other people out socializing late at night and you always feel like you're fighting your own natural night owl. And I actually know a lot of people who feel shame that they aren't naturally morning people. We have a lot of research going on now that tells us that that's actually hardwired in us. It has nothing to do with how hardworking you are. But maybe you have that nagging jealousy about people who have a different kind of schedule. Or maybe the opposite. Maybe you are a morning person and you feel jealous of people who get to get up and then get out early and enjoy their evenings. But you're working in a job that really demands of you to be working on nights or working on weekends. So a couple more examples. You might be jealous of people who make more money. You might be jealous of people who have a less rigid work schedule. You might be jealous of people who get to be outside all day or get to talk to people all day or don't have to talk to anyone all day, right? This is all hinging on your own personality. But pay attention to what you're jealous of. And here are some questions that you can actively use jealousy if you're considering a career change and you're not sure what you want to do. So start tuning in and paying attention. And here are some questions you can ask yourself. So the first is, And again, these questions assume that you might not even have explicitly noticed this jealousy before. It's different from the other things we've talked about. So the first question is, what or who am I jealous of? So which friends or celebrities or radio personalities or TV people, the people that you've heard about, which friends or personas do you wish you could be like? Who makes you say, so-and-so has the coolest job or lucky, right? And so just start paying attention, because while luck might have something to do with it, a ton of it is about choice and then taking action to go after a clear goal. So if you can get that information about what or who you're jealous of, that can be a real gold mine for you as far as the next question, which is to ask yourself, what about that makes me jealous? Why do I think that's a cool job? What are the qualities of that job when removed from the specific job itself, maybe, that appeal to you? So, for example, one single job could strike one person as cool for one reason and somebody else as cool for a totally different reason. So even separate out the qualities of the job from the job itself to say, what is it about that job that I think would be really fun or that I think would be really amazing? And actually, those qualities might show up in any number of jobs, not just the one that you're jealous of. That's why it can help you kind of make a little roadmap for yourself. The third question is, how can I get more of that stuff that you found in number two, in the second question? How can I get more of that in my job right now? And what what might even be a suited career change? So, again, both hands. If you're jealous of certain qualities that somebody else is experiencing or is something about their job that makes you jealous, try to see, how can I bring more of that quality into my job right now? And at the same time, what might be a job that I might want to be changing to? So these questions are really best suited for somebody who's considering a career change. Once more, I'll just repeat those. What or who am I jealous of? What about that makes me jealous? And how can I get that more in my job now? / what might be a suited change? So now that we've talked about how to use jealousy to move yourself forward in your relationships and in your professional life, I really challenge you, you've taken the time to listen to this show. You're only going to see a change if you take some action. So think about one tiny step you could take based on what you learned today. It might mean giving yourself 15 minutes to sit down and just journal about one of these questions. It might mean sharing this with somebody else and just having a conversation about it with somebody. You can listen to this show again using the same link that you used to get here today. If you find yourself drawing on these concepts, or if you find yourself needing support in some of them, you can email me and let me know about it. So if you'd like to connect with me, I'm at carrie.spaulding@gmail.com, carrie.spaulding@gmail.com. You can find me at www.carriespaulding.com, and there are a lot of free tools, and you can sign up to get things sent to you on my website. I'm also on Facebook at facebook.com/the30somethingcoach, Twitter at @SpaldingCarrie, YouTube at youtube.com/30somethingcoach. And don't forget to tune in to all of the wonderful shows on the Life Coach Radio Network. If you are feeling jealous, you are absolutely normal, and there's a huge opportunity for you. So I cannot wait to hear how you're able to use these questions to really help you create the career or the relationship that you're really excited about and satisfied with. All right, everyone, be well, and good luck using your jealousy to transform your life.